Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Are you a small business owner with big dreams? Axion Louisiana is committed to your success. Whether you're a startup or an established business, we can help you with a small business loan. For a limited time, Axion Louisiana is offering a special 7% interest rate on loans up to $250,000 for qualified borrowers in the Alexandria area. Call Axion Louisiana at 888-215-2373. That's 888-215-2373.
Axion Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was it.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brian Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
In Louisiana, employees from every industry enjoy equal air quality in the workplace. They're protected from the hazardous effects of breathing smoke at work, and that's a good thing, because everyone deserves the same basic right to smoke-free air.
Some restrictions apply, not true for workers in bars or casinos in the state of Louisiana, including bartenders, cocktail waitresses, dealers, musicians, and all other employees. When we say equal, we mean just for some people.
Let's clear the air, Louisiana, and support equal air quality for all Louisiana workers. See the results of recent air quality testing in local bars and casinos at letsbetotallyclear.org.
Tobacco-Free Living is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Are you a small business owner with big dreams? Axion Louisiana is committed to your success. Whether you're a startup or an established business, we can help you with a small business loan. For a limited time, Axion Louisiana is offering a special 7% interest rate on loans up to $250,000 for qualified borrowers in the Alexandria area. Call Axion Louisiana at 888-215-2373. That's 888-215-2373.
Axion Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk. with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network, and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening this morning, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to the website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. We welcome all this morning to the OPT Network. It's Thursday, April 26th, and we hope that your morning is off to a great start. And we want to thank you in advance for starting your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. Well, you know, I always like to remind you about those school zones. They're in effect until 9 a.m. And you know what? I ask you every single morning just to consider slowing down, making sure that you stay engaged, stay off the mobile devices until you get to work or get to your final destination, and just stay engaged because kids are everywhere. And you know what? We see it in the morning, but yesterday we had a chance to be around and about as kids were getting out of school. And you know, a lot of kids are doing dangerous things after they get off the school buses. And so, you know, one slip or one texting while you're on the road could cause a terrible problem. So we're always asking you every single morning to watch out for those kids, because they're most of the times they're just not watching out for us. In the cars, on the road, slow down through those school zones. Give those crossing guards a break. They work really, really hard to make sure that you're safe and that the kids are safe and that everybody gets there safe and sound. So just make that your consideration every morning, and I'll try to remind you every morning. Well, you know, this month is Autism Awareness Month, and we've been talking about it. And we've been talking about it since the inception of the show. It's a really, really important subject. And you know, it's one that we want to continue to talk about and keep those discussions open. Because you know, every time I talk to parents who have autistic kids, and I listen to the challenges, and I listen to the battles that have been fought and that need to be fought, I realize that there is still so much work to do. And so, you know, every time I talk to one of my sister friends who has an autistic child, it just really makes you know how grateful we are. You know, when our kids are born without disabilities, and unless you have a child that is a special needs child, you really have no real idea of what a challenge it is, not only for the child, but for the entire family. And every mother, as she is giving birth, we just expect that our children are going to be healthy, normal, and whole. But this morning, we told you that Holly Robinson Pete is going to be joining us on the OPT Network. She is an activist and a huge proponent for autism. And so what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break here. And when we come back, we're going to introduce you to Holly Robinson Pete. And we're going to talk about the challenges and also the triumphs for autism. We're going to take a quick break here. You're on point, everybody, but we're back right after this. We'll be right back. Make this Mother's Day special at Dillard's Alexandria. Get inspired with your choice of designer brands, including handbags, an amazing shoe salon, cosmetics, fragrance sets, jewelry, lingerie, home accessories, plus so much more. The possibilities for Mother's Day at Dillard's Alexandria are countless. Remember, Mother's Day is May 13th. Make this Mother's Day memorable by shopping Dillard's Alexandria for the style of your life. Dillard's Alexandria, 3437 Masonic Drive. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Are your finances giving you a heartache? A free financial checkup from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is the cure. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is giving away free financial checkups through April 15th. Come into Heart of Louisiana Credit Union for your free financial checkup. You'll have the opportunity to sit down with Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's money doctors to carefully examine your credit and let them help you find the best financial treatment for you. Call us at 473-4562. Get one-on-one advice concerning a healthy debt-to-income ratio and get simple budgeting advice. There's no cost, no obligation, no pressure. Come into Heart of Louisiana Credit Union for a free financial checkup now through April 15th.
The credit union with a heart.
Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Member NCUA.
Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday, extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hi, I'm Lisa Oz, author, producer, and co-host of the Dr. Oz Show on SiriusXM, and I've been on point with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Soledad O'Brien, CNN anchor and special correspondent,
and I've been on point
with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody. You're On Point, and this segment of the OPT is sponsored by your pathway advisor, Carol Kinder. Make sure that you're on the right financial path, and you can start by phoning Carol Kinder at 318-448-8600, Red River Bank, and also get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. The number to phone is 318-346-6695. Now, if you're just joining the OPT network, this month, the month of April, is Autism Awareness Month. And you know what? We've been talking about it all month, and we told you that we would be joined by Holly Robinson Pete. Well, if by chance you don't know who she is, let me just tell you a little bit about Holly. Holly Robinson Pete is an actress best known for her primetime roles on Jump Street 21 Jump Street, Hanging with Mr. Cooper, and her recurring role on Mike and Molly. Holly is an author. She's a philanthropist, an actress, an activist, and she is the founder of the Holly Rod Foundation, which is dedicated to providing compassionate care for those living with autism and Parkinson's disease. And we welcome Ms. Holly Robinson Pete to the OPT network for the very first time. Holly, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. I'm happy to be with you.
Absolutely. Holly, I want to start with, first of all, when you found out some 14 years ago, and I guess it was even less than that, because RJ, your son who is autistic, was diagnosed at about 3 years old. I want you to rewind back to that moment and that time and tell us how that happened.
Well, actually, it was probably more like 11 years ago. He's 14. He was diagnosed when he was three.
Okay.
I knew in my heart, in my gut, in my soul, that there was something going on with him when he was two. And I spent about probably a year trying to convince my husband and my doctor, meaning my son's pediatrician, that he had some sort of developmental, something was happening. And they were both in denial, both my husband and the pediatrician.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a very difficult time because I'm a pretty persistent person, an impatient person by nature. And I felt like, you know, no one was listening to me. I didn't understand. And I felt like I was losing valuable intervention time. He eventually did get diagnosed when he was three in 2000. And
a year after you were saying something's wrong, it took a whole year after that.
Right.
And so what was it about RJ that made you think that there's something that's not right?
Oh, I mean, he ceased to do certain things developmentally. He hit some feelings, you know. He stopped pointing. He stopped asking for what he wanted. He stopped making eye contact, responding to his name, playing with alongside his twin sister, interacting with her. Just he wasn't exhibiting typical behavior. And mind you, these were my first babies, these
mm-hmm.
twins. So
mm-hmm.
I really didn't know. And the doctor kept saying, "Oh, he's a boy, and
mm-hmm.
boys develop, you know, slower." So there were a lot of different things, but mostly I knew.
And so when you finally get the diagnosis, what do you do next?
Well, we had no direction. We didn't know what to do. We didn't know where to go. There was no Welcome to Autism handbook. And in fact, the developmental pediatrician that diagnosed him started giving us a list of all these things he would probably never do. So here we are with this three-year-old and a grown woman telling us that all these things a three-year-old would never do. He wouldn't have meaningful language, friends, mainstream. He might never live on his own. So it just was the most hopeless moment, I have to say, that I've ever experienced in my life. And there was I didn't see any celebrities talking about it. Nobody of note. There was not much awareness. So Rodney and I were really just devastated and hopeless and in a very, very, very dark place. We didn't know what autism was. And we were confused and just, I guess, hopeless is just the word.
And so at that point, Holly, are you concerned? Because RJ is a twin and then you have a daughter. They're fraternal twins. Are you concerned that maybe your daughter would be plagued with the same sort of issues?
Good question. I was. And as a matter of fact, she started mimicking him.
Mm-hmm.
In some ways. And so But they actually both, I haven't said this very much, but they both got the diagnosis.
Wow.
And then, and I didn't believe that she had it, but the doctor did diagnose both of them and then ended up rescinding her diagnosis or reversing her diagnosis or whatever. But yes, I was very concerned about her because she was so connected to him in that twin sort of way.
Right.
And he wasn't reacting to her, and it was really hurting her feelings. Mm. And it had a profound impact on her as well.
And you know, Holly, as we have really studied autism, you know, our hearts go out to you and to all the moms. And, you know, it's almost sad to say, but until a celebrity has some sort of issue, these issues don't get a whole lot of coverage or a whole lot of information. And so I guess at that moment, you don't know that you're going to be the carrier and the activist, but how do you and Rodney come together as a couple after you get this diagnosis? Probably one of the most devastating things that a parent could hear at that moment, especially probably not knowing anything about what autism is. How do you come together and decide?
Well, we didn't think about becoming, you know, activists or talking about it publicly for years after that. I could barely leave the house.
No. I mean, how do you come together as a family to say, how are we going to help our son to be all that he can be?
Oh, well, it's a process. It's a journey. It's a process. It's every family does it differently. For us, we went through years of denial. My husband went into denial. And I went into some sort of frenzied mode of having to try to fix it, and but not really knowing what I was doing, trying to take control of the situation. So there were years before we ever really got on the same page to come together. And those are the years that can really break a family apart or bring you together. It started to break us apart, and we fortunately managed to get a hold of it before it did. You know, I just was in the mode of getting everything and anything I could to make my son better, to help him. And I was really alone in that because Rodney just couldn't even say the word autism, let alone, you know, try to figure out what it was. And that was very challenging. So it was years before we were able to really get on the same page and do what was best for him.
Wow. You know, it's tough, and now the new research from the CDC is showing that 1 in 88 United States children have autism spectrum disorders. And there has been a report that suggests that there's been a 23% increase in autism spectrum cases from 2006 to 2008 and 78% increase since 2002. We're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to talk more about how families come together, and how families live with autism. We're back with Holly Robinson Pete right after this.
I can be your hero, baby. I can kiss away the pain. I will stand by you forever. Would you swear that you'll always be mine? Or would you lie? Would you run and hide?
KS Productions, in conjunction with Peabody Magnet High School, takes great pride in presenting the screenplay masterpiece, Don't Shoot Me. 6 students, 6 bad decisions, 1 heartbreaking consequence. Ripped from today's headlines, Corey Randolph Whitsett is an award-winning playwright. Don't Shoot Me is a must-see play. April 28th at Peabody Magnet High School, 7 p.m. Tickets available at Smiley's Barbershop or phone Basil Smith at 318-709-0464 or Charles P. King at 318-447-2966.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today. There are alternatives to prisons. The Academy of Training Skills is the answer. ATS is one alternative to the broken system of incarceration. The Academy of Training Skills is a privately operated organization designed to benefit individuals awaiting trial. ATS provides training and programming for individuals charged with nonviolent crimes. ATS offers advanced personal growth by breaking the cycle of unlawful activities. The Academy of Training Skills, changing lives through new programs. For more information, log on to www.aatss.com or 337-366-9976.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow and Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubrow and Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Brian Kubrow and Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Brian Kubrow and Associates, Marksville.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, this is Dr. Steve Perry. I'm the principal of the Capital Preparatory Magnet School up here in Hartford, Connecticut, as well as CNN contributor. But most importantly, I've been on point with Carlette Christmas.
Hey, this is your girl Monique, and I've been on point with my girl Carlette Christmas on Point Talk. God bless her.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by the Of Oils Commission of Tourism, Capital One Bank, Brian Kubrow and Associates, and Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. If you are just joining the OPT Network, we are joined by Holly Robinson Pete, and we're talking about autism and how it affects families. And Holly, before we went to the break, we were talking about the increase in autism, but even more than that, I really want to be able to speak to families that are sort of at that impasse where the husband is really just not accepting what is happening in the family. And I want you to talk a little bit about how and when Rodney had his breakthrough, his moment of clarity that he said, you know what, I am in.
You know, first of all, what I want to definitely say is it's more often that it's the father that goes in denial, but I have seen over this journey many women who have given up and the fathers have taken over. So I don't want it to see
very good.
As though mm-hmm. it's just the dad. However, it's probably, I don't have any stats to back me up, but I would just say from me speaking around all around the country and meeting thousands of families, mm-hmm. that it's usually the man. And the reason why is because men process things differently than women. You know, that's no big news flash. We all know that. But when it comes to these children with autism, most of them are boys, and that father-son relationship is very deep, and men have all these expectations for their kids. I mean, look, my husband's a macho football player, and, mm-hmm. You know, his son, Rodney P. Jr., was going to be a, you know, Heisman Trophy winner.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
You know, and so to sit in front of a pediatrician and her say, well, not only will your son not be a Heisman Trophy winner, but he may not even live on his own.
Wow.
I mean, that is some devastating stuff to hear and for a father to feel very helpless. And so that manifests itself in many ways. My husband went straight into denial. It was a very dark, difficult time for us. I went to work for the boy because everyone told me early intervention was key and the sooner the better. And so this lasted for a while, and it really could have busted us up because, you know, so many parents of special needs kids get divorced because they're not on the same page, or there's blame or financial or emotional struggle. So there are a lot of factors that contribute. I was fortunate that my husband did have a breakthrough. He talks about it in his book, Not My Boy,
mm-hmm.
Father's Journey with Autism. He talks about that day, and it basically was he had been away playing football, and I was at home with my son, and I was really on the front lines and really out there taking these therapies. And then, you know, Roddy would come home, and he wouldn't know how to do any of these therapies. He wouldn't know how to connect with him. And he wasn't really even trying because he was just so hurt and mm-hmm. couldn't do it. And one time the therapist got on the floor with doing this one particular therapy called floor time, when you really get in the face of the child and try to interact with him, and asked Rodney to do it, and he couldn't. Now, I had sent him every single book.
Mm-hmm.
I had highlighted every single passage.
Mm-hmm.
I had asked him to, you know, look into this and to research on his time,
mm-hmm.
find out more about autism, and he just did not do his homework, and he was just stone cold busted and embarrassed that he didn't. And that was his turning point. He ran out of that place. He was mad at me, saying I set him up,
mm-hmm.
which, if I'm being honest, I kind of did.
Okay.
And he basically, bottom line, looked at us and realized, I'm going to lose his family if I don't get on board. And he had that moment, and thank God he did. Not every man can process that moment in the way that, okay, I'm going to let go of my ego now and tweak up my expectations for my son and make it not about him, not about me, but only about him. And I'm going to be there for my family. So thank God he did that, because
mm-hmm.
I didn't want to go through this journey without him.
Absolutely.
I would have, and so many moms and parents do.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm very, very
right.
blessed that he came around, and now we're still together and experiencing the teenage years. Woo-hoo!
Absolutely. And one of the things that I want you to talk about before we leave that aspect is I want to talk about your grieving. Not only your personal grieving, but Rodney's grieving as well, and that process. Have you gotten beyond that?
Yes, we've gotten beyond the initial grieving, and you know, there are steps, you know, to hearing this diagnosis. There's the denial, the grief, the anger, the I'm going to fix it. There's all those different steps. They're very similar, not quite as devastating, but very similar to when you lose a child, because you, in some ways, you lose the child's connection with you, and it feels like a death in some ways. Not to ever equate it to physically losing a child,
mm-hmm.
The death of a child, but in many ways it's similar. The grief was difficult. My grief was manifested in work. Like, I went to work and got busy and made, you know, and I took it out on, you know, trying to find out whatever I could. And Rodney was he was paralyzed by his grief. We experienced that for different periods of time, him for a couple of years,
mm-hmm.
And me for a few months, I'd say. And then, you know, then we went through different stages. And like I said, thank God Rodney was able to come around. But, you know, you and I were talking on the break, and, you know, now my son is 14 and he's experiencing different types of hurdles.
Mm-hmm.
Autism in adolescence, autism in puberty is a very difficult road. The surges of hormones when these kids become adolescents, it's really, really hard.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I'm in sort of a different stage of grief all over again.
Mm.
And I didn't realize until I was in Detroit yesterday having a conversation with a ballroom full of families and parents, you know, and I was almost venting to them about what I was going through. And I was like, "Ooh, I'm not over it." And we laughed, had a good laugh about it. Uh-huh. You know, as a family, with families, the autism community is so gracious and beautiful. And so I got my little therapy session in. But yeah, you go through the ups and downs, and it's a journey. Mm-hmm. And I'll have more journeys and moments like this. But right now, I do feel myself a little bit sad about where I am. You know me, I'm going to, you know, always keep it moving.
Absolutely.
But I allowed myself that moment yesterday.
And isn't that important, Holly? And I think that that's an important message that we should echo to all parents of autistic children or children even with disabilities, to allow yourself that moment to just be real and to just be in that moment and feel how you feel.
You have to. And you know what's interesting is it's, you know, especially in our, in the African-American community, you know, our children are being diagnosed 2 to 5 years later than other communities. And that's not a good thing. I mean, I would really love to narrow that gap, because the early intervention that you're missing out on with these kids, that window of time is so crucial. And so that grief, that denial, you should allow yourself, but you don't want to wallow in it too long, because if it's precluding you from getting the treatment and advocating for your child fiercely, you're doing a disservice to your child, because you're not getting him or her the information, the schooling, the therapies, whatever the services that he needs, because it's, you're making it too much about you. So, yes, you're supposed to give yourself that moment and do things good for yourself. Breathe, get rid of it, get it out of your system, and keep it moving.
And so, Holly, when we look at the statistics, and you said, you know, in the African-American community, well, the largest increases in autism prevalence were found among Black and Hispanic children. Have you come up with any ideas or spoken to any experts on how we start to get those children diagnosed early?
Well, what I can do for my part is to get out there and talk about it in our community. The one place that I really feel is key is the Black church. Getting out to churches, talking to the pastors, talking to the ministers, talking to the clergy, talking to the congregation about there are children within this very congregation that are on the spectrum somewhere, are on the autism spectrum, and we just, as a people, sometimes we get a little stigmatized about mental health, about this developmental disorders. I mean, I can't tell you when my son was first going through what he was going through, and I would talk to my in-laws and even people in my immediate family about it. They would say, "Oh, that's just like cousin, you know, Reginald. You know, he never talked. You know, he just shy like that. You know, I was like, no, no. And you know how we do. And that is, you know, the problem with that is that, you know, cousin Reginald that didn't talk needed intervention.
Right.
So while it was okay to accept what cousin Reggie was going through, you have to treat it as well, because you got to give him a shot at becoming the best social being you can. You know, listen, children with autism don't know how to be anything else but sincere. They really don't. They're the most pure, most sincere kids. And we owe it to them to give them as many tools as we can. Autism is very treatable, and a lot of families don't know that, and especially in our community. So, got to get that word out that the kids need intervention. That don't be scared to talk about it. And I think the Black church is a great place to start.
And I think that these conversations like this, Holly, are absolutely incredible, because I think attached to that stigma is a lot of guilt and a lot of shame that we deal with in the African-American community, as per se maybe other communities. And this is a message that is very, very important, that we need to begin to talk about and identify, so that we talk about knowledge being power on the show every single day. So the more information we give people, the more powerful that they can become. We've got to take a break here, but when we come back, Holly, I want to talk about the money that it takes, you know, having the means. And a lot of moms have talked about not having the means to get the help for their kids that they need to get in order to deal with the issue of autism and get the best treatment. Let's take a quick break here, but we'll be back right after this.
The second hand unwind. If you're lost, you can look and you will find me.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079. Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink. Aggressive Health Solutions specializes in specialty medical equipment. Breast cancer is life-changing. And after breast surgery, what do you do? Where do you go? Aggressive Health Solutions is dedicated to providing exceptional customer care in a feminine and comfortable environment. Whether you've had a lumpectomy, full mastectomy, or bilateral surgery, discuss your options with the certified professionals at Aggressive Health Solutions. Aggressive Health Solutions provides the highest quality of healthcare equipment, supplies, and services. For more information, 318-445-4733 or 1405 Metro Drive, Suite J1, Alexandria, Louisiana.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official ODT network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT network. We're back, and it's Autism Awareness Month, and we're joined by Holly Robinson Pete. And before we went to the break, Holly, I was talking about the expense of having a child with special needs and how people who don't have the means to get all of the new age treatments like the hyperbariatric treatments and all of the treatments that we're hearing about, how do we help those families?
Well, autism is unaffordable. That's the bottom line. And that's one of the missions of Holly Rod Foundation, is to help families afford to be able to deal with the day-to-day ins and outs and financial, emotional, but especially the financial pressure of dealing with what autism brings to the table. I mean, it's millions and millions of dollars over a lifetime to take care of these children. And, you know, you shouldn't, no parent, no family should have to choose between the grocery, mm-hmm. you know, the groceries and rent and
right.
and taking care of a child or getting a kid treatment. So, you know, what my dream has always been, especially since I went down to St. Jude in Memphis, and I saw these families dealing with these kids with cancer mm-hmm. and other life-threatening illnesses, and they have to worry about down there is just morally being there for their child. And I kept thinking, where's the St. Jude for autism? Where's that model for autism? We need that. Mm-hmm. And so that has been for years, I want to say at least 8-9 years, my dream of having these full-service, comprehensive care autism centers. And one of the problems is when you're a parent and dealing with treatment and therapy, you have to drive everywhere. And we all know what gas prices mm-hmm. are doing. Or if you don't have a car, the cost of transportation, you got to go to occupational therapy over here and speech over here and this over there. And it's such a grind and so expensive. And so we want to have this compassionate care center, and we've formed a partnership with Cal State Northridge, the Cal State system in California, where we're going to start our compassionate care center, full service place, where not only families can go get their kids treatment at low to no cost, but they can also bring siblings. The siblings can have a homework room. They can get their hair cut. Try having a young man's hair cut at a barbershop When he has autism, the sensory issues are just so deep, you can't even do it. That's very difficult. People don't realize that. Or even getting your teeth drilled. So we would have a dentist there. We would have a restaurant where families can enjoy themselves without being judged. So we would have this almost like this sort of giant, you know, under one roof place. And so we're starting that next year, and we're hoping to spread it to all the campuses and Cal State system. And then eventually that would be a model for the country, which would be great. Because people are struggling mm-hmm. to just make ends meet in life, period. But when you have a special needs child, all these programs are being slashed. And granted, a lot of great insurance reform has gone through, but what if you don't even have insurance?
Exactly.
So it's important that we provide help for these families to help these children be the best that they can be and prepare them for society, for this world.
Absolutely. And so, Holly, this journey that you and Rodney are on with autism and with RJ, how has it shaped and changed who Holly Robinson Pete is?
Well, it's funny, when we first got the diagnosis, I mean, it was a devastating moment, but I remember there was one lady in particular, a therapist, who told me that one day I was going to look up and say, wow, what a blessing autism has been. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, when you just first get that diagnosis, I want to choke her.
You're not even trying to hear that, are you?
I was like, I do not want to hear this right now. But you know, yesterday, for instance, you know, I was telling the story to some families at an autism workshop in Detroit, and, you know, we were all sharing stories, and I said, oh, that made me so mad at that time. Mm-hmm. But I have had so many epiphanies, so many moments where I've gone, oh my goodness, what a blessing to be able to stand in front of these people, share my story, list them, give them resources, give them opportunities, provide, you know, some light for them. I didn't see very many people doing that for me at the time mm-hmm. in 2000. And so in that light, it is a blessing. My son, even though we've gone through the ups and the downs, he did get language. A lot of people's children will never get language. Mm-hmm. I did get a chance to hear my son say, I love you. Oh. A lot of people will never hear that. So there have been so many blessings. And then he's now a young advocate for autism now. He goes on the road with me. Mm-hmm. He tells his story. Mm-hmm. And, you know, these are blessings. Mm-hmm. Yes, we're struggling with the teenage years. Yes, I still don't know if he'll live on his own. And, you know, I fear for him in life, especially with this recent Trayvon Martin thing. I mean, as moms of black boys, we're all nervous. But my son can't read social cues, so I have been just, I wake up in a cold sweat at night thinking, okay, what if he's walking to someplace mm-hmm. in his hoodie, which he loves wearing his hoodie, mm-hmm. and something happens, he finds himself in a situation, and the police or something happened, and he doesn't understand the social cue.
Right.
So these are the things that keep me up at night. And so my point is, yes, we still have a lot to go in mm-hmm. this journey. But I have come to realize that this has been a blessing to be able to have these conversations with you, with the world, to say, you know what, it's going to get better.
Mm-hmm.
And I want people to be able to try hyperbaric oxygen therapy. That has been an amazing thing for my son.
Has it?
Him in so many ways. It has. We have a chamber at our house.
Wow.
And we, you know, we have the resources to be able to do that.
Right.
What I want to do is get a room that is sponsored by, you know, I don't know, somebody, mm-hmm. some department store or something, where children can come in and try that therapy and not worry about having to you know, make a sacrifice somewhere else.
Right.
So these are my dreams, and they're getting closer and closer to reality, and I'm just thrilled about it. But with these numbers, 1 in 88, and I do mm-hmm. think the prevalence is going to go up soon, mm-hmm. we have a lot of work to do.
Absolutely. And talk about your faith, Holly, how this has strengthened your faith. It's had to have strengthened it.
Well, I went through a while where I was real mad at God. And I try to figure out why me, and why now, and what did I do, and you gave me so many blessings, and what lessons are you trying? I mean, I had every question in the book.
Mm-hmm.
But along the same, you know, lines of what I was just saying with the blessings, you know, this has been my calling. I mean, my calling is service. I know that that's what I am, and that's where I live. You know, I mm-hmm. love to serve, and a lot of people have, you know, said things, you know, you do this, and why do you do it? Are you just trying to get to... I really feel that I found what I was meant to do on this earth, which was wow. advocate for other people who couldn't speak for themselves.
Amazing.
And use my platform. So my faith has been very instrumental in helping us get through this, helping Rodney and I keep it together. I'm so thankful to him,
mm-hmm.
Thankful to God that, you know, we were able to be able to do this, because so many women out there, and to those women, I just want to say to the women who are out there on their own, and to the men who are single parents, because mm-hmm. they exist too, of children with special needs, that you are so special, and you deserve such a big squeeze
mm-hmm.
for what you have to do every day, because raising children, period, is hard.
Sure.
But raising children on the spectrum or with any kind of special need or disability is, you know, exponentially more difficult. And I salute you, and just know that there are people out there that think about you every day.
Absolutely. Holly, tell people how they can connect with the Holly Rodd Foundation, and what's next for you?
Well, Holly Rodd is, you can find me on the web at hollyrodd.org. Also, I'm on Twitter all the time, too much, my husband says, at Holly R. Pete, P-E-E-T-E, all the time, and on Facebook at Holly Robinson Pete. So I'm very connected with everyone through social media. I find it very cathartic to talk. Every single day I'm getting, you know, people saying, I just got the diagnosis, what do I do?
Mm-hmm.
And I would love to been able to pick up the phone and go on social media and call some actress and say, what do I do?
Right.
So I really try to make that time for people. Next up for me is I really want to get back into daytime. I had a difficult situation with the talk, the mm-hmm. show on last year, difficult in that it wasn't the right setup for me, but I really understood that I love daytime television, and I thought I was pretty good at it,
mm-hmm.
and I want to get back into it. It was a tremendous platform. I talked about autism a lot, and this year, you know, the show didn't do one segment on autism,
oh.
and I thought that was really a shame,
mm-hmm.
considering that it's not about me. It's about
mm-hmm.
the 1 in 88
mm-hmm.
That are out there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm working hard on getting back on daytime. I'm on Mike and Molly, which has been a dream come true.
Mm-hmm.
Great sitcom, a lot of fun, and hopefully we'll be back next year. I'll be on the next 3 weeks, the last three shows.
Mm-hmm.
And working on a follow-up book to my brother, Charlie, which is the children's book that I wrote with my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be more about adolescence and the things we're going through. And, you know, just doing a lot of advocating and talking to people like you and appreciating the platform.
Absolutely. Holly, let me just first of all thank you on behalf of Team OPT, because you have been just more than gracious. Go
absolutely.
Ahead, DC.
Oh, no, that's what I want. I mean, great.
More than gracious with your time. And let me just say this about the talk, because there's been a lot of talk about the talk. And you can put your money on this. When you delight yourself in the Lord, He will give you the desires of your heart. And although that was not the right format will manifest. I
absolutely.
Declare it. We declare it right here and right now. It's going to be even bigger, better, and greater for you, because you have a voice.
Absolutely.
And it will happen, and we can't wait. And when it does, we want you to come back to the OPT Network and tell us about it. When that
well, I accept that, and I know that, and it was a blessing to be able to go on the show,
mm-hmm.
to discover that it was something that I could do and that I was comfortable in, and like you said, not necessarily always the best scenario.
That's right.
But I am so open to whatever happens right now, and you can believe I'll be back on to let you know what the next foray into daytime will be.
We expect it, and that was only preparation. Holly Robinson, mm-hmm. Pete, we want to thank you for spending the very best part of your morning, and we know the busiest, with us right here on the official OPT Network.
You got it. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
All right, hang on for me 1 second. We're going to take a quick break here, but we're back right after this. Make this Mother's Day special at Dillard's Alexandria. Get inspired with your choice of designer brands, including handbags, an amazing shoe salon, cosmetics, fragrance sets, jewelry, lingerie, home accessories, plus so much more. The possibilities for Mother's Day at Dillard's Alexandria are countless. Remember, Mother's Day is May 13th. Make this Mother's Day memorable by shopping Dillard's Alexandria for the style of your life. Dillard's Alexandria, 3437 Masonic Drive.
Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Are your finances giving you a heartache? A free financial checkup from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is the cure. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is giving away free financial checkups through April 15th. Come into Heart of Louisiana Credit Union for your free financial checkup. You'll have the opportunity to sit down with Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's money doctors to carefully examine your credit and let them help you find the best financial treatment for you. Call us at 473-4562. Get one-on-one advice concerning a healthy debt-to-income ratio and get simple budgeting advice. There's no cost, no obligation, no pressure. Come into Heart of Louisiana Credit Union for a free financial checkup now through April 15th.
The credit union with a heart.
Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Member NCUA.
Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
This evening, happy hour is happening all over Louisiana, and the crowd is going to be smoking.
When we say smoking, it's because Louisiana bars and casinos are the only places in our state where workers are forced to breathe the hazardous effects of secondhand smoke. When we say happy hour, we really mean unhappy hour. Restrictions on breathing clean air apply.
Let's clear the air, Louisiana, and support equal air quality for all Louisiana workers. Get information on smoke-free venues and events at letsbetotallyclear.org.
Tobacco-Free Living is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana, member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday Extraordinary Banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
This is Corwith Davis, Inglewood Farm, Alexandria Green Market Minute. It is a natural fact that you are what you eat. Do you know where your food comes from? Do you know how it was grown and who prepared it? To answer these questions, find fresh, local, delicious farm products, and meet the farmer who grew them. Simply visit the Green Market at the Alexandria Museum of Art every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. This week, Inglewood Farm is selling pasture-raised eggs and a wide array of seasonal organic vegetables. Westmark Farms, a new vendor, is selling delicious goat milk products straight from the Moorville, Louisiana. So come meet your farmer, connect with neighbors, and reconnect with beautiful downtown Alexandria at the Green Market this Saturday and every Saturday between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. Alexandria Museum of Art between City Hall and the Red River in downtown Alexandria. The Inglewood Farm Alexandria Green Market Minute. I'm Corwith Davis. Inglewood Farm is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
KS Productions, in conjunction with Peabody Magnet High School, takes great pride in presenting the screenplay masterpiece, Don't Shoot Me. Six students, six bad decisions, one heartbreaking consequence. Ripped from today's headlines, Corey Randolph Whitsett is an award-winning playwright. Don't Shoot Me is a must-see play. April 28th at Peabody Magnet High School, 7 p.m. Tickets available at Smiley's Barbershop or phone Basil Smith at 318-709-0464 or Charles P. King at 318-447-2966.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today. There are alternatives to prisons. The Academy of Training Skills is the answer. ATS is one alternative to the broken system of incarceration. The Academy of Training Skills is a privately operated organization designed to benefit individuals awaiting trial. ATS provides training and programming for individuals charged with nonviolent crimes. ATS offers advanced personal growth by breaking the cycle of unlawful activities. The Academy of Training Skills, changing lives through new programs. For more information, log on to www.aatss.com or 337-366-9976.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow and Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubrow and Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Brian Kubrow and Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Brian Kubrow and Associates, Marksville.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's Thursday, April the 26th, and it's 8:35 a.m. This segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Terra Home. Remember, if you're looking for that unique gift, you'll want to visit Terra Home. Great gift ideas, great place to go in and shop. Also, they're located at 1355 Peterman Drive right here in Alexandria. It's worth the drive. Axion, Texas, Louisiana. They make small business loans to small business owners with limited access to traditional sources of credit. All you've got to do is phone 888-215-2373. Aggressive Health Solutions, they specialize in specialty medical equipment. And all you've got to do is just give them a ring at 318-445-4733. They help you with prosthesis if you've just had breast surgery, or they can even help you with the proper bra fit. Get Wired Satellites, that's Jeremy Clary, get HD for life, plus so much more. You can phone Jeremy and his amazing team at 318-767-2220. And of course, St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, taking care of our community with state-of-the-art technology. The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, it's the credit union with a heart, committed to excellent service, excellent team. They're located in three locations, right here in Alexandria, Pineville, and also get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. Rosa listens, she understands insurance, but most importantly, she cares. She can help to make sure that your insurance needs are right on point by phoning 318-487-1881. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, well, they absolutely remove your doubts. The number to phone is 318-445-4582. Hickson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. Well, I tell you what, if you're just joining the OPT Network, we were just joined by Holly Robinson Pete, who is the founder of the Holly Rod Foundation, which really speaks to autism and it speaks to Parkinson's disease. And again, we want to thank Holly for being, as we said at the end of the interview, DC, just more than gracious with her time.
Absolutely.
And you know what, DC, we're so blessed that when we have celebrities that come to the OPT Network, you and the people who produce the show settle on an amount of time that
Absolutely.
That they'll spend with us.
Right. We had settled on 30 minutes, but Holly felt it important and she stayed longer, and we're truly, truly grateful.
Because this is a conversation that families with children of disability, not just autism, but all families with children with special needs need to hear. And we just thank Holly for her candor and for her openness and her honesty to just share her heart. And understanding, you know, we've been talking about marriage and relationship and how hard it is just without any extra added challenges in a marriage. But when you add to that a child that is a special needs child, it takes a special couple to stay together and to make sure that, like Holly said, you put the best interest of the child first and not your own selfish needs first. And so for many families, we know that there are challenges and that the cost of having special needs children is also challenging, especially for those families who may not have insurance. So this is why we thought that it was an important conversation to have. And we hope that maybe just hearing from someone that has gone through and has been going through for some 14 years, and we know that there are other parents
and other moms, single moms, single dads, and even dual parents that are going through these issues, that you would be encouraged by this and that they are making strides. And we just believe that the work that Holly is doing will be sponsored by people who will come in and do just what she said, just what we have at St. Jude, that they'll be there for families, and families won't have to be strapped with the burden of how to pay for it, and so that we can give all children the best chance. And, you know, I've said it many times, DC, when we've talked about autism, that sometimes we look at kids in the grocery store and we see them having a fit and cutting up. And we really have to be careful about setting in judgment, because you just really don't know people's story.
Right.
You don't know if that's just a misbehaved child or if that child is indeed an autistic child that is having a meltdown.
Absolutely.
And one of the things that she said is that, you know, children who are autistic don't understand the same social cues, you know, that children that are not without disabilities have. And so we have to become a more tolerant, more compassionate people, because, you know, every single day we talk about, or I try to talk about, gratitude and being grateful for right where you are. And when you look at families who have those challenges, it really gives, should give us all pause and make us feel grateful for what we have. And so one way that we can give back is that we can do shows just like this to help, hopefully help to bring to light that autism is on the rise, most especially in African-American boys and Hispanic boys. I've got to take a quick break here, but you're on point. And we're back after this. There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079. Are you a small business owner with big dreams? Axion Louisiana is committed to your success. Whether you're a startup or an established business, we can help you with a small business loan. For a limited time, Axion Louisiana is offering a special 7% interest rate on loans up to $250,000 for qualified borrowers in the Alexandria area. Call Axion Louisiana at 888-215-2373. That's 888-215-2373.
Axion Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get wired satellites powered by DirecTV now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Aggressive Health Solutions specializes in specialty medical equipment. Breast cancer is life-changing. And after breast surgery, what do you do? Where do you go? Aggressive Health Solutions is dedicated to providing exceptional customer care in a feminine and comfortable environment. Whether you've had a lumpectomy, full mastectomy, or bilateral surgery, discuss your options with the certified professionals at Aggressive Health Solutions. Aggressive Health Solutions provides the highest quality of healthcare equipment, supplies, and services. For more information, 318-445-4733 or 1405 Metro Drive, Suite J1, Alexandria, Louisiana.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Laurie DeSalle with the American Heart Association, and I would like to thank Carlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping us in the fight against heart disease in women and the Go Red for Women campaign. Thank you, Team OPT, for helping us in the fight against heart disease.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by KS Productions. The play is Don't Shoot Me. It's April 28th, which is upcoming, so we want to remind you to get those tickets. It's going to be a great family-oriented play, and it's going to be held at Peabody Magnet High School. Again, that's April 28th, Saturday, and you can get those tickets at Smiley's Barbershop, or you can get them at Peabody High School, or you can phone Charles King at 318-447-2966. Or Basil Smith at 318-709-0464. Also want to remind you about Boonville Memorial United Methodist Church. Reverend James E. Ray Sr. is the pastor. And they're going to be in their revival, started April 26th. It's going to go through the 27th. That's going to be at 6 o'clock each night. And the guest speakers for the two-day revival will be Reverend Richard Callahan, who's the pastor of Spring Hill Baptist Church in LeCount. And also Friday night, the guest speaker will be Evangelist Evelyn Blue, associate pastor of Edgeville Baptist Church in Cheneyville. So that's starting tonight, and it's going to go through tomorrow. So make sure that you mark your calendars for that. The address is 11967 High Highway 71 South between Cheneyville and Bunky. Now, for more information, you can phone Miss Katie Hayes. The number's 318-730-1359. Also, this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by the Academy of Training Skills, changing lives through new programs. Listen, we say it every single morning. If you know somebody who is a nonviolent offender, who is waiting to go to jail, you gotta do yourself a service by going to this website and seeing how you can assist them in getting training to help to put them back into the workforce. The website is www.aatts.com. The number to phone is 337-214-0428. Lee Mallett is the man who is the visionary behind the Academy of Training Skills, and we're going to bring him back in so that he can enlighten us on the growth and what's happening at the ATS. Also, McDonald's of Alexandria, tobacco-free living, and First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. And of course, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. And there's no person, I think, in Central Louisiana who cares more than Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. Darlene St. Romain and her team are always on point, not just in business, but in our community. The number to phone is 318-346-2540 or in Opelousas, 337-942-9939. And to get more information about the Southwest Beverage Safety Messages, simply log on to www.beresponsible.com. There's so much going on in our community, so much happening in and around Central Louisiana. And we've said it many times, DC, that the only way that we can know is if you send us an email, and you need to send that to...
Absolutely. You send it to Dave, DAVDXMAS at AOL.com.
You know, because if you send it to me, I may or may not get it. But if you send it to the address that he's just given you, you're sure to get it, and make sure that we put it out there, because we want to inform the community about what's going on in Central Louisiana.
Absolutely. Or you can phone us at the On Point offices at 318-445-5658 or directly to me at 264-9146. We'll be more than happy to assist you in any way that we can.
Absolutely. And give our office address as well, DC, while I read over this real quick.
It is 3717 Government Street, Suite 2, and that's here in Alexandria, Louisiana, off of Lee Street or Sturks. It's between Sturks and Lee, right down the street from the post office.
Absolutely. And DC just gave me this, and I want to read it. It's something going on, really a great program that's going on at the library. As Young As You Feel Day, ages 50 and up. And they're asking that you come out and join us for As Young As You Feel Day at the main library. Participants will have a grand time playing games of the past and present. They don't want you to miss it. It's going to be great fun. They're going to have a light lunch, and that's going to be happening May 10th at 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the main library. And that's located at 411 Washington Street in Alexandria. And we want to thank Faith for getting us that information. And we'll talk more about that as it gets a little bit closer. Let me take a quick break, but we're back right after this.
Hello, I'm Carol Kinder, a financial advisor with Pathway Advisors. I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette and Christmas.
Hello, I am Cindy Beauregard, CEO of Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Jean Williams of Williams Tax and Financial Services, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Susan Tudor, Regional Vice President of Business Development and Planning at Christa St. Francis Cabrini Hospital, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Tarnisha Brady Williams, Division Director of the March of Dimes, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Carrie Broussard, Program Manager for Policy and Advocacy at Tobacco Free Living, and I'm proud to be part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Tiffany Nicole Sanders, Attorney at Law, and I listen to On Point Talk with the phenomenal Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Elizabeth Castano, owner of Run Wild, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Rosa Fields, a local State Farm insurance agent, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Lisa Love, administrator for Christa St. Francis Cabrini Hospital, and I'm proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Johnny Marks, president of McDonald's Pineville, and I am proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello to the best radio listening audience in the world. I'm Glenda Stock, CEO of McDonald's, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Frances Yeager with KLAX-TV, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, this is Leslie Harless, Vice President and Marketing Director of First Federal Bank of Louisiana, and I've been On Point with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, my name is Jennifer Gilchrist, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Kathy Rabelais, Director of Women's and Children's Services at Christus Cabrini Hospital, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
I'm Joy Hodges, a Louisiana legend, and I listen to Carlette Christmas on KAYT 88.1. Please join us on Point.
Hello, I am Dr. Norvella Calhoun-Williams, principal of Arthur F. Smith Miller School, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Councilwoman Mitzi Gibson, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas. You need to listen to Be On Point, Be Enlightened, Be Encouraged.
Hello, I'm Nancy Stitch, Market President for Capital One Bank in Alexandria, Louisiana, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Jane Wright-Velez, Executive Director of the Food Bank of Central Louisiana, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Darlene St. Romain, Executive Director of Sylvia's Caring Companions, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Angela Stewart, Vice President with Red River Bank. Come and get enlightened and inspired. I've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
I'm Connie Cooper, Executive Director with Rapids Habitat for Humanity, and I stay informed by listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas at 88.1.
Hi, I'm Tammy Salazar, Executive Vice President for Red River Bank, and I love to listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Angela Vernado of the Alpha and Omega Drill Team, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Rhonda Gallerson-Wade, Clinique Business Manager at Dillard's Alexandria, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Deborah Randolph, President and CEO of the Central Louisiana Chamber of Commerce, and I'm proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Christine Mercer, Executive Assistant at Hickson Automotive Group, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
I am Attorney Ingrid Johnson, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, this is Donna McNickens from Alexandria Eye and Laser Center, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Monique Rawls. I serve as a magistrate hearing officer with the Ninth Judicial District Court in Rapids Parish, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Dr. Margot Thomas from the Family Medicine Center at St. Francis Cabrini, and I am proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT network. You know, it's always our great pleasure to spend our morning with you, and more importantly, to have us spend your morning with us. And I just want to say, if there are any questions or you want any information about the guest, go to our website, go to upcoming shows at www.onpointcxmas. We thank you, as always, for starting your day with us right here on the official OPT Network. We love you so much. God loves you even more than that. So love yourself and don't forget to be the change that you want to see. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a good Thursday and we'll see you right back here on Friday.